Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Butler, one-on-one, Booz Ellis just bangs into him, throws to the far corner. Covered there is healed out to Spencer, checks the clock with five, comes in, spins, fadeaway jumper over, White is good. He has absolutely no fear. 8:33 to go in the third quarter. Pat Spencer highlighting a 7-0 Warriors run.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Spencey!
Did I get, you want to hear his numbers since OKC?
Okay.
You have no choice. 17-6 against OKC. Philly 16-4. Cleveland 19-7. Mm-hmm. But 12 in the fourth. That's Curry time.
Yes, sir.
And then last night, 12-6-5.
Nice.
But if you're into this, plus minus, I think you're iffy, plus 30.
Oh.
I got that from Evan, listening to Evan last night.
I didn't hear.
Yeah, Evan.
You forgot a couple numbers.
Give it to him.
2-2. That's their record.
Well, he was taken out of one of the games.
Well, 2-0 is a starter.
There you go.
Yeah. And here's, and but you know what?
Undefeated as a starter.
Now we've got to change the rules because Steph's coming back.
Steph is like, I'm trying to think of a radio analogy. Stephen A. Smith.
Like, he's better than that.
No,
please. Stop. You know what? I'm going to stop you right there.
Because
you're going to get yourself into trouble.
No, what's the guy that just got let go that has a movie about him? Institution. Lived in New York. You could do anything on a show. Howard Stern. That's what Steph is. The rules are different. So why are you acting like those are icons you're talking about
you
coming back?
You can't play Spencer 30 minutes when Steph comes back.
Well, I'm
that's
sure
all I'm saying.
That. Yeah, but he would be my backup PG right now. All right. I just see where it goes.
Steph's going to miss 30 more games. I mean, come on.
He's back Friday.
Oh, what if
I just mean over the course of the season.
No, that doesn't mean anything when you say it.
No, I got it. Kerr said it last night.
No, he didn't.
Expects him. He expects
him. No, he didn't.
That.
He didn't say that either.
Well, on the bottom of our thing, it says Kerr's, our little device.
Hurry let's up. Go to...
I got to read something from Willard.
Let's go to Marcy in the East Bay. Our Marcy Weiser. Yeah. This is another Marcy in the East Bay. Hello, Marcy.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Long-time listener, Tulane Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah. Roll wave.
Hey, how are you getting down to Oxford on the 20th?
Okay, we're still figuring out. But, Maddie, you have to go because we went to the Cotton Bowl, and it was so fun, so great. There were more fans. I'm watching Caleb Williams play football now, and it's the best feeling knowing that we beat USC.
Yeah.
Wow, Marcy.
Yeah. All right, so you're definitely going.
Wait, and we are Ohio State fans, so I have to say we get the whole thing.
Bo
I
Jackson.
Notre Dame people in my neighborhood giving my flag the stink eye, but how's Tulane going to get people if they can't go do stuff like this? They don't have that kind of NIL money.
Hey, Marcy, who's all going with you? Who's all going?
Well, my daughter's a senior. My brother went there. Now we have to go. We're like 18 people going to graduation because that's when they really want to go. But we'll all go down, and it's a great city, and we have to sort of represent the team.
Wow. So,
and good luck to the next coach. I don't know who this next guy is, Will Hall.
Oh,
but
Will Hall.
We're all right, Marcy. All right. Hey, thanks for calling in. Appreciate
Small
it.
Small world, Steiny.
Thanks,
Look
Marcy.
Look at you. You got go a little Green clip Bay. Growing. Dude, if you could just go.
I need a net jet. Come on, man.
You know, Lake up. If you... Let me stop.
Hey, Joe. That's like, who's the guy who did that to the... Who's the
you
rookie?
Never know.
Oh, Mikel Williams asked Trent Williams, hey, can I use your plane? And Trent was like, no.
Wow.
Remember that? Or something happened with Mikel Williams early in the year when he was a rookie?
I hope you're playing. The answer was yes.
Well, it was funny, kind of. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was over the summer. Mikel Williams... Well, they were both vacationing in Mexico around the same time.
Oh, that's okay. Right.
And so that's how Trent got out of letting him use his jet. But I think Mikel Williams did ask if he could before he even met him.
Trent would have said, I would have let Evan use my jet if I wasn't using it. Like,
yeah, but
ahead.
We have a relationship. Mikel Williams hadn't met Trent Williams yet.
Maybe I should ask Trent.
They might be related. That's what Mikel was thinking.
Let's go to Jeff. Jeff's in San Jose. He says Steve Kerr. He wants to talk a little bit about Steve Kerr. Hey, Jeff. What's going on, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Just first off, I want to say, literally from 10 to 2 every day, that's I work in an office. This is what I spend my day doing, is listening to you guys. So I just appreciate you,
hey,
Evan,
thanks.
Also.
Thank you.
Performance.
Big fan of you guys and everything you guys say. But I was going to say, I thought Steve Kerr's comment on Pat Spencer was really telling when he said he is that, you know, MF. I'm kind of wondering, like, do you think Steve... My issue with Steve's always been he seems like he has his schemes, right? Like, he's all about the rotations and stuff. Do you think, and I think, Steiny, you've been kind of talking about this today, like, as the old guys come back, is it going to be, like, the best, you know, people, or is it going to be more like, I have to stick to a scheme? I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does.
Like, I feel like in this little, like, three-game road trip, like, you kind of saw the, I guess, not maturation of Steve, but, like, he didn't play Spence at the end of the game, right? He brought in Pods, I think that OKC game, right? But then he rode with Pat, and he even started starting him. So, like, I'm kind of excited. Like, I think maybe if Steve can kind of maybe get more in that headspace, like, it could be really good for the team. Because I think we have, like, some good pieces. I really do. I mean, we're old as fuck, but, I mean, it's like...
All right, so Draymond Green.
It's hard to avoid.
Big fan of the show.
Yeah, we love you.
Big effing fan.
Hopefully the boss not lifted.
Of the show.
Yeah. Hey, his boss. Like.
Oh, right.
This is the cost of doing business.
What does that mean?
The adults were away. The kids were having fun. Pat's balled out. The ball was popping. There was no hierarchy in regard to, I need my touches. So I'm being proactive. This is a good thing. And they're going to, you know, incorporate what they do, Steph and Dre. But you're right.
Sure.
The days of Pat starting are probably over, or he could still start. I wouldn't be shocked. The fact that he did say the MF-er, that's got, like, what's that mean in the grand scheme of things, Donnie?
Nothing. It was nothing. It doesn't mean anything.
He had a good game.
It's a post-game line. Yeah. No, listen, nobody's saying Spencer's going to play 30 minutes a night. The bigger question is, how does Steve Kerr, like, do we think things have changed over the last week to where Kerr is beginning to hold players more accountable? Has he been holding Kuminga more accountable? I would say yes. Has he been holding Pods more accountable? I would say yes. I would say the same for Moody and even Will Richard a little bit. So my question is, when the big boys come back, do we just go back to Butler, Green, Curry, Pods, Posty, Horford? What happens now?
No, there's a new Pat Spencer on the team. That's the bottom line. He's got ultra confidence. So if I'm Curry, and we're talking about Boy, no S, because Steph is the man. It's about Draymond. That's what we're talking about. But I want to see Pat Spencer start a game with this new confidence and success, although it's a short sample size, and I want to see how he does what Pods was doing on a daily basis when he showed up to arena. Like, let's start there.
Well,
I want to see
realize
that.
Spencer cannot start if you want Melton to start.
Well, no, I think Melton, I do that, but Melton, I believe, is on a pitch count. So right now, you kill two birds with one stone, trying Spence out and keep him starting along Steph because Melton can't do it right now.
I want to know how often. I'd like to know how much Spencer and Curry have played together.
No doubt.
I don't know that they can play together.
But I don't think
like I this mean, defensively
has played with anybody. You know what I mean? Like, this is new.
Well, and it's I know not new like, in practice. And here's the other thing. Well, be prepared. If Pat Spencer starts playing 18, 20 minutes a night.
Right, which I, okay.
Then he's on the scouting report. And then we'll see what happens, too.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm completely with Austin. This has been a nice little stretch. It's gotten him over the hump of a Curry, Butler, and Draymond injury week. But what does it mean?
Yeah.
And
that's the beautiful part about life and sports. We're going to find out. But to you and Austin, Stoney, and I won't say you've been saying it, but you alluded to it, you're not hearing Pat Spencer is Curry now, are you? No, you got to just give the kid due. His credit right now, Equifax.
Right.
But I think a lot of people are thinking or having fun at my disposal. Oh, you're putting him, you're saying he's Isaiah Thomas. No, we're riding the wave. And that's what Kerr's doing. No, like I don't, like I need to see it for a long time.
But that's the thing, you're not gonna see it with Steph back. Like, how can you? Like, Pat Spencer is a point guard.
I don't wanna suppress young, 29. I don't wanna suppress talent or just pull the plug on this, what's going on, this version of Lin's sanity, just because Dre and Steph are coming back. I think Steph's gonna look forward to, like, if he's out there or he starts to, you know, be you, this new you. If you can.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. I'm now officially in the, let's chill a little bit about Pat Spencer. Because, again, the last I checked, he's been playing point guard. And they've got a point guard. Steph Curry, and they've also just gotten DeAnthony Melton back.
Man.
And by the way, Pods played a great game last night. So again, he's fun. He's helped. And maybe you have something for emergency down the line, but I don't see how he can possibly be even given an opportunity to continue this role when Steph comes back.
So this is just a moment, you think?
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Let's go to Big Smooth in Oakland.
Our man.
What's up, Smooth?
Maybe he's feeling better.
How you doing, man?
I'm irritated. Let me tell you why. We love what Pat Spencer's been doing. He's not just some gimmicky lacrosse player. He can actually play. We can put him in now, and we know the game doesn't have to be over. But let's not go crazy, fans. Stop acting like this is – stop it.
Are you hearing
Pat
it?
Spencer can contribute. Yeah, you guys are talking – did I hear you say – you questioning whether he can replace Draymond? I know I didn't hear you say that, did I?
No, not at all. Not at all. But go ahead. Yeah.
Good. I mean, look, Pat can now help. That's what we're talking about. If you want to dig into minutes, okay, Pods had one good game. Let's see what Pods does next time. You just got to play the hot hand. It's not always easy. But you know, the fact that the guys are coming back, this is a great thing. That means we don't have to run them into the ground now like we were doing. We can insert some youth. We can do – it gives us more flexibility. But let's not lose our heads over this. Oh, my God. Pat, no, he's not a starter, guys. When did this happen? He started because of the numbers. Because people are hurt. Yeah. He's not a starter, but if you have to put him in there, we know that it's going to be okay now.
Smoothie, real quick. Smoothie, I got to ask you what you thought of Kerr saying he's the MF-er. It was all out of fun to me, but it sounds like you might not have liked that.
That's the gimmick. He said, I'll say it. He's that mother sucker. I get it. It's a good marketing gimmicky thing. That's good. That's fun. Let's have fun with it.
Yeah.
Let's not go stupid over this, man. But and then you know what? Officer Pat Spencer, because he looks like an officer. He's playing. He's balling.
Yeah.
And you know what? I love his moxie. I love the fact that he'll stick his nose in. I actually like him better than Pods, but I'm not hating Pods. But Pods can only help us if he's hitting a consistent jump shot. Guys, I don't see how else he can. If Pods is not hitting that jump shot, what else are we really getting out of him?
Charges
and a year and a half worth of footage. I mean, he was starting for that long.
Hey, Smooth, thanks for the call, Smooth.
I'm
not even ready to say Pat Spencer is a legitimate backup point guard now.
And I told you I'd want to find out. I think he's earned that.
Okay, now.
And that was at Pods. That was just, okay, Pods, you take a step or two back. Here we go. Let's see what this kid has. But, I mean, that was venom, and it was all out of love from Big Smoothie. I just don't see, and I watched the post game with Bonte. Everybody's taking this with a grain of salt. We're rooting for the kid. He's a warrior. That's the main thing. And they've had some great wins, but I am curious to see when the guys come back, can he personally keep this up? The bottom line is, can they continue to win? But, yeah, Steiny, I know you're having fun with me.
Well,
I'm not in here saying this dude is now John Stockton. I'm not. That's ludicrous.
Ask me the question again.
Do you think he's going to be able to continue this?
How can he with Curry coming back?
So was that a positive or negative?
Well, Curry's coming back. Yeah. You tell me.
No, that's a super positive.
Okay.
But how can we incorporate the best of both worlds? Like, you know what I mean?
Well, you got two. Okay, well, if you think Pat Spencer's so good, he plays point guard, then he can move Steph to two.
Or he comes in the non, he could be a part of the five in the non-Steph minutes.
What about Melton?
He could start.
What about Pods?
That's where I'm, you know, good
game.
What
about Will Richard? Where does he fit into this equation? Remember, it wasn't long ago that Will Richard was Pat Spencer. Pat Spencer is Will Richard. By the way, does Will Richard look like a great player right now?
No, nobody ever said he was
great.
That's
the point.
He's a smart player.
Yeah. So, you know, and Spencer's got his opportunity and he chipped in and he's helped. But I'm with Austin. I'm with Austin. Like, you can't play three good games and all of a sudden go from somebody who...
Now. Yeah. He hadn't even reached Lynn's sanity level. Lynn played what? How many games was that thing?
It's fair to talk about Pat Spencer more than Jonathan Kuminga, though. That's fair.
Well, I don't even think that'd be doing him any justice. Like, if I said right now this version of Pat Spencer can tap into Pod's minutes, if we just did it like that, that would be more than fair. Now, he just had a good game, Pods did last night, but that would be more than fair. I think that's where the conversation – but John Stockton, I'm not there. Come on now.
Well, then maybe just temper your – you know, the way you sound.
No, it's not me.
Have you noticed that, like, a lot of times you spend time saying, I'm not saying he's Stockton or Isaiah. That means people have listened to you, and that's what you sound like, that he's Stockton and Isaiah. That's why you're defensive about it and saying, I'm not saying it.
No, I'm just talking to all the people that feel like they're hearing it too much. I just want to know where. Where has he been elevated?
Could he be T.J. McConnell?
No. No, he can't.
But we don't know. Well, he's 29, but we don't know that yet, Steiny. I wouldn't strip that from him.
I would. Like, where's he been for the last 7 years?
That's not my issue. That could be, no, hey, that's not my issue. Same where... Ryan Rollins was.
Well, Ryan Rollins is 21 years old.
I get it. It's different, but we were like, night-night, bye-bye. Nothing to see here.
I think T.J. McConnell is way quicker than Pat Spencer. Like, I can't see Pat Spencer leading the league in steals, for
example. But his point was...
Well, I don't think McConnell's ever led the league in steals.
Well, but that's what he does.
And you control it.
But he plays 15 to 20 minutes a game.
Perfect.
McConnell.
I don't think he can be T.J. McConnell. I think T.J. McConnell's a really good player.
I do, too.
For his role.
But I wouldn't rule that out of him having that impact.
Well,
I'm wondering.
Like, what's the goal for Pat Spencer? Like, I'm sorry, but
to winning and run a team when you're on the court and initiate offense, dribble penetration, getting in the paint, kicking out for others, all that stuff he was doing.
How's his defense?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I don't think it's even that.
How's Curry's?
I think Curry's a better defensive player than Spencer.
I would say
no other reason than he's got experience over him.
I would just say, how's his defense and, you know, how's Ja's defense? We can go down the list. You know, all these guys.
Well, the point is, Pat Spencer's not Ja offensively, so he better be better defensively. Yeah.
Gilsyler got me thinking about John Miami. Man, that would work.
Who?
Ja. If he got with Spoelstra and Pat Riley, that's what he needs.
Now you know what Ja Morant needs. Guy's in Memphis, 2,500 miles away, but you know what he needs.
Busting guns.
There's
he's
no
immature.
Strip clubs in Memphis.
Sonny, stop.
Those are nickel and dimes.
It don't matter. Memphis, put himself in bad situations and got suspended.
They don't even have strip clubs in Memphis.
Forget the club. It don't matter. He was acting a fool. That would be boot camp, Riley and Spoelstra.
I mean, sounds to me like if the Warriors could get Ja, a lot of fans would say, nah, we got Spencey. We got our heir apparent to Steph. Let's hear a little from Pat Spencer about last night's game.
Take any win we can get right now. Great energy in the locker room. Just competed our butts off tonight. So, you know, we're trying to weather the storm until we get healthy. But, yeah, we're fired up in there.
All right. And let me tell you, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. You want to know why Pat Spencer plays and Jonathan Kuminga doesn't?
Give it to us.
I just like competing. It can be cornhole, ping pong, you name it. I'm competing. So the energy was great in here all night. They're on a back-to-back, so they were a little bit tired, I think, initially. A little bit of a slow start, but then you know, you could feel the competition picking up. So I live for that.
After the Cleveland game.
Yep, and that's what he brings, man, in this role with the big dogs out. That's what I get from him. That's what I get from him, is Willard. But, yeah.
Committed to winning.
I can't wait for Friday.
Why?
Because I want to see them whole so then we can start, you know, busting the peanut open, you know? See what's going to be what.
I can't wait till they're whole. Spencer doesn't play. They lose in a tight one. And everyone's saying, where was our go-to guy down the stretch?
You might not. It's coming.
Listen, let me make it clear.
Go ahead.
Spencer has been terrific this week, but I'm kind of with Austin. I don't know what happens when Curry comes back.
Well, we kind of do. It's not going to be an adjustment for the chef or Dre. It's going to be adjustment for the other.
You know what? In a way, let me just throw a philosophical thing out there. Why shouldn't it be an adjustment for Steph and Draymond to come back if they're coming back to a team that's had a little bit of success playing a little bit differently? Like, just a hypothetical, if the Warriors have a system with Steph and Draymond, and then these new guys and young guys have just played a different way for a week without the stars there, and they've established some kind of identity, why shouldn't Steph and Draymond have to dovetail into them, just like we expect them to dovetail into the stars? Why? Why shouldn't Draymond maybe have to have a little adjustment if they're getting more from more players on the team?
And I like how you sound. And who's to say, you know, that conversation won't be had? Not a mandate, but like I felt like Jimmy, and Jimmy talked about it after the game. He knew Spencer was hot, and he knew the guys had been playing well. And you could call me a sucker, Stoney, it won't hurt me, but I just felt like Jimmy, he fed off of what they had put together, the games that he wasn't in. And in a crazy way, his 19, 6, or 7, he fit in. Like, he
how's
he
the,
was rooting for those guys.
So
like
who,
he always
who
did.
Who started yesterday? Did Santos start yesterday against Chicago?
I got to bring it up.
I guess what I'm saying is if Santos and Spencer started.
Santos did not start.
Did not start. Who started?
It was.
Well, couldn't have been
Butler,
Kuminga.
Post, Hill, Spencer, Richard.
Yeah.
Okay, so they went pretty small. Okay.
Richard keeping that spot.
I mean, did Butler adjust to what they were doing yesterday?
Well, like, Butler's an interesting one because he can adjust by not, like, he doesn't come back in and take 20 shots a night.
I feel like he enhanced
what
they were doing.
Not that Draymond does.
Evan, I felt like he knew what was, he talked about it, but I felt like he kind of let them do their, you know?
Well, he
loves
that.
He's still the best player in the game.
Yeah.
I want to get into that on the other side. It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I should be in a Napa State white jacket because I'm crazy.
Dub Nation, this is Quinton Post coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know who I am? I'm Walter Payton.
Sweetness.
And you know who Goo is? Icky Woods. I score a touchdown and I flip the ball to the official. Guru scores a touchdown and he needs to do a 4-minute shuffle.
All right, Butch Johnson.
It is unbelievable.
The Hollywood Quake, Steiny.
Well, one of you scored in the Super Bowl then.
Yeah, life is short, bro. Enjoy your wins when you can.
One of the things my late father used to always bring to my attention.
That was great.
He would tell me, son, if you're doing things worthwhile, people will start to talk about you. You don't have to talk about yourself.
Curry shimmies.
Mm-hmm. Right. He didn't like that. He didn't like that at all.
Oh,
I'll tell you what.
Chef.
We could do a whole show on who Pops liked and who Pop didn't like.
Sweetness he had to like, of course.
I'm trying to think who. I'll tell you who he liked. Pops really liked LeBron James. He did.
What about Dr. J?
He didn't have a strong opinion.
Okay. I got you. Your pops is in shape. If he was a ref,
he had one leg. He wasn't in shape.
No, before
you can't be in shape if you have one leg.
No, before that, he was reffing.
Nah, he was slowing down.
Sonny, stop, man.
So you made it sound like he reffed with one leg.
I'm not laughing, but that's what you. No. I'm like, damn, he was doing it. Yeah.
No, his officiating career came to an end.
Right. Hello.
When he had his knee taken.
Hey, real quick, before the guys come in here. So I started the show on fire about Jeff Kent, and I didn't like what I'm seeing from some Giant fans that, the only reason he's in is because of Barry. And Barry's got his own reasons. My favorite player of all time of why he's not in. So Willard sends a text like, I'm one of those people, but he clarified. He since clarified.
Oh, he doesn't like Kent?
No, he says he shouldn't be in for before Barry. That's not Jeff's fault. Jeff is in. Be happy for him. Why does Jeff symbolize Barry not getting in?
He's a great guy.
We know what it is. That's it? Like, do you have a problem with Jeff Kent? It came out of nowhere.
No, I love Jeff Kent.
Neither do I.
I love Jeff Kent.
He can smack him.
I always have.
MVP in Major League Baseball, Steiny. But why are people bringing up Barry?
Consummate pro.
Well, when he told the fib about how he got hurt when he was washing the truck.
That's fine. Big deal. So did everybody does. Oh. Bumgarner lied. Monte Ellis lied.
Yeah.
Jeff Kent lied. You've lied clearly.
No, my ear was bleeding.
No, that time.
Oh.
Well, you know what? Can you do me a favor? Shrek. I've never done Shrek. Can you do me a favor?
No, this is.
Can you bring a doctor's note tomorrow?
That day you told me when I got the flat, let me see your hands. If you were highway patrol. Steiny, that almost broke us, man.
Oh, well, there's been a bunch of those. Hey, let's go to Matt in Oakland. He wants to talk about the ball movement.
Matty.
Hey, Matt, how you doing, my man?
What is up, fellas?
Hey.
I bet your dad liked Paul Warfield.
You mean Paul Westfall?
Warfield.
No, I'm talking about football, man.
The wide receiver. For the Browns.
Right.
And the,
oh, thank you.
He played for the Browns and Dolphins, Evan. Thank you, Matt.
Catch the ball, drop it in the end zone, walk away like you did it every day.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Oh, I got you. Right. Yes, thank you.
I I think you already brought this subject up about those guys changing what they do now. Somebody said something about, can you play Butler and Draymond at the same time now? And yeah, those guys do got to adjust, because I think it's kind of up to them now. I mean, look what just happened. They came within one bad pass of sweeping a 3-4 road trip without any of the Hall of Famers. And I think Horford's a Hall of Famer. I mean, from college, too. Without any of those guys. And that was the worst part of their schedule. As a matter of fact, probably the worst part of anybody's schedule in the entire NBA. They got 17 games till they can trade Kuminga, which, of course, they got to do. And they got to do some kind of 3-for-1 or 4-for-2. But, you know, aside from the Knicks and the Thunder, they don't really play anybody that good. They could come out of that maybe, say, you know, 13-4. And then they'd be up 10 games with 40 to go, and then they get some length. I'm really excited. I think it could be a good thing, but you're right. The old farts, they need to step up now. They're the ones who need to, you know, stop turning the ball over. They need to make that ball zip. And, Pat, I guess he is that you-know-what. And
man.
I couldn't be happier for that guy. I'm very excited. And, come on, we are trading Kuminga, aren't we? I mean,
yes. I can give you my word on that.
Well, I'll tell you what. He's
got to go, my brother.
Would you take a bet? This Friday, he'll play in that minigame.
You got to go, my brother.
I don't care if he plays or not.
But there's a bet there. You'll be watching, and one of the things we'll talk about that Monday.
I'm not betting on whether Kuminga plays or not. I'm not.
Then you don't want to see him. But, no, my point is, do you think he's – like, this is a – I think it's a benching because of how he acted.
Do you think it's a benching because of how – I think it's a benching because of how he's playing.
I think it's a benching because – Santos is playing better. And eventually when Gui Santos doesn't play very well, which will probably happen at some point, then Kuminga's going to come back. Or when Butler sits, or when Draymond sits, or, you know.
Yeah, Kuminga's future depends on Santos and how he plays.
I like watching Gui play. Yeah. But, Evan, so a lot of what you're saying you think of bad basketball, which he's been playing, Kuminga, was predicated on that 1 of 10 and that video of him. A lot of people saw it and took it like I am. I thought that got him where Kerr's like, you know what, we're going to talk, and I'm going public. You're not in the rotation because how your ass acted Saturday.
No, I think it's because Jimmy came back.
Fair.
Which is what happened last year when Butler was available. Kuminga did not play.
Then it happened when Wiggins came back.
What team will he be on?
Western
Eastern Conference. Why wouldn't the Heat take a flyer on
him? The Ignite still around? The G League Ignite?
No, they're done now.
Okay.
Look at the old-ass Clippers. You need some youth.
I've heard some really positive things about the Australian Basketball League. There's some good teams in
there's people
Brisbane
driving that are really
Kuminga
fans. Now you're doing too much. Because they'll believe you think this.
Yeah, well, I'm starting to.
Give me the Kuminga Steiny cut if you can, E.
I love Kuminga.
Mm-hmm. What performance was it?
I love Kuminga. Sometimes you have to
that is
play
beautiful.
The game.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to let go of what you love.
Yeah, and I'm happy to in this one.
I hate that.
Yeah. I mean, when he finally does,
he'll be
let's go to Horace in Texas. Hey, Horace, how you doing? What's going on, man?
Oh, doing great, guys. How you guys
all
doing?
All right.
Yeah, I haven't been calling in much, but I've been doing a lot of listening.
There you go.
Appreciate it. More people should do that. More people should listen, Horace.
I do a lot of listening, man. Then I'll call and say something once in a while.
I love it.
But here we go. Let's talk about Pat Spencer for a minute, since that's the hot topic now. I love what he's doing. I'm excited about what he's doing, what he's bringing to the table, you know. But here's the thing. Didn't we say the same thing about Pods when he broke out? Didn't we say the same thing about Moody when he broke out? You know, Richard when he broke out, you know. But here's the thing. These guys are new. The other teams are not scouting them yet. Or they weren't scouting them in the beginning. What happened when they started scouting Pod? All of a sudden, everybody wants Pod out of there.
Good stuff.
You know, so let's do this. How about if we just give the guy a chance? I like what he's doing. Somehow figure out a way to give him minutes. But let's see when they start scouting him if he's able to make the adjustment, because it's guaranteed. If he keeps playing the way he's playing, he's going to end up on the scouting report, and then the teams are going to say, he likes to do this. Let's see if how he reacts when we do that. He doesn't like this. Let's see how he reacts when we do this, you know?
Yep.
But what I want to see, and like people talking about the rotation, look, our team is all over the place. We don't have a rotation. If we do, we shouldn't. Right now, they need to figure out a way to work him in, even if you're going to give him a couple of minutes a night, because if you start putting him in the so-called rotation too fast, okay, well, whose minutes is he going to get? I don't think anybody's minutes are guaranteed except maybe a couple people.
I agree with that.
So this is kind of what I don't want to see. What I don't want to see is for Pat Spencer to end up on the bench and they just forget about him.
Facts.
Like they do other people. Let you already see what the guy brings to the table. You see he's got the potential. Figure out a way to get him in the game a couple of minutes every game. Don't say, oh, he's not in the rotation, so you sit him and forget about him. Don't do that. Yeah. Let him develop. The key word for me is develop, which is something we haven't done in years. Develop somebody.
No, Hurst.
Hi, Hurst. Yeah, appreciate
he's
the call,
on
man.
Fire. And Stoddy, let me just take a quick crack at it. You ever heard the old adage, 15 minutes of fame? Hurst was spot on. So was Austin in San Jose. Why can't we as a society just enjoy this wave, this ride? It might end Friday. It might not end, but it might. But why are we so concerned with?
Because it impacts other people. Because Spencer's been playing well. He's been taking minutes. Okay, but, and he's shown.
And he's just shined for a what light. He's done.
He's shined a light on the people who have failed, given the same opportunity. Wow. It's just, and we're asking, how the hell can Pat Spencer, a lacrosse guy who's 29 years old, who isn't even on a NBA legitimate contract, how the hell is he effective when we paid Kuminga $25 million, when we got Moody at $13 million, when we got Buddy Hield a veteran? Why is Pat Spencer able to break through? That's
beautiful.
Why.
Yeah, and
the fact is,
that's beautiful.
The reality of the situation is, whether we like it or not, if Pat Spencer remains in this rotation and plays 20 minutes a night, something's wrong. Something's wrong. And that's why we're talking about Spencer.
I love it. I love it. I like that. Needed to be said. That,
you know what's
going to
happen, don't you?
It is.
You know what's going to happen, don't you?
But
it
still can't, real quick, it can't go away from people just talking about what they see in these last three games.
Here's the problem. What happens when this happens? And I guarantee it's going to happen. You're
going
to try to move Kuminga. You're not going to get anything for Kuminga. And the other team is going to say, we got to have Pat Spencer. And then what do the Warriors do?
I mean,
sorry, Spencey untouchable.
Next question.
How bad is that contract going to look for if you can't get rid of him?
It's not a terrible contract because it's only 2 years.
But you're not getting ROI. I thought
you weren't getting ROI when he was making 7-9. I am so sick of this situation. I'm not saying his name anymore.
6-7.
I'm sick of the situation.
I said what I said.
He doesn't play. He's not in the rotation. He's been hurt. He came back. He's playing poorly. He's not playing. Let's talk about him when he plays.
But Stoddy, don't you front, and I don't feel like you are, but just in case, don't you front and act like Kuminga, even this offseason, has not been one of the, right or wrong, most polarizing Golden State Warriors since we've been together. This thing was
for
everything.
Some. Like, yeah, he's not he's polarizing to the fan base. He's not polarizing to me. I don't think he's that good.
And I that don't doesn't think you're mean about, we disagree.
Doesn't mean the Warriors have effed it all up or Kuminga. No, it's just,
When he gets a DMP, I think you're on that road. Like, that's why I'm just hoping this is a quote-unquote suspension.
So wait, let me get this straight. We're 25 games into the year. He's been hurt. He's played.
He had five good games.
So what are we doing?
Well, we got to talk about the disappointment.
There is
for some.
No. And
I think the team's disappointed, too.
No. See, that's... I've moved on. I have no disappointment. Like when you said to me, I thought this was one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my entire life. When you were talking about win totals, hey, so with Kuminga, it's this, and without Kuminga, it's this. And I'm like, what are you, crazy? Like, he doesn't impact what I think the Warriors' win total is going to be, whether he's playing or not. Sorry. Sorry.
I know how you feel. We just feel different.
I mean, what? Can...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They might not have won a game if he would have played a lot in this road trip.
Well, he played in one of them and shot 10 times and just... Like, the stuff that doesn't matter, it's not even about the ball going through the hoop.
We can't make a free throw.
It was like, yeah, he mentally, something was going on. And the play I pointed out against the Sixers, I'm mad at him. I'm basketball disappointed in him. And, Steiner, you ain't asked why, I'll tell you, though. It's because you got every damn opportunity. Forget everything in the past. This was supposed to be your time. And what's, I'm almost going to say, basketball embarrassing?
I never bought it.
They're shorthanded and you're getting DMPs.
They're shorthanded for quality players.
And you get DMPs when they're shorthanded. If that don't say it all, I don't know what will.
Well, you just answered your own question. Maybe he's not a quality player.
Here.
Anywhere.
Let me ask you a question.
Because I know you're Kuminga. So, do you really? So, if he gets traded to a team, Charlotte, and he goes and puts up 21,
I'm taking my lap,
and they're 20-60, you're still going to take a lap?
It ain't even about
because
the team
who cares,
record,
Goo?
But
who cares?
The NBA is littered with all these empty calories.
I know he can score 20 on a horse bleep team. Who cares?
No, but hearing that hits different than
he scored 20 on a horse bleep team, the Warrior team that got beat by the Timberwolves four straight.
But in his mind, I'm not saying it's right.
In his mind.
He wants to put up numbers and get 30, 35 minutes a game.
That's why he should go play for Brisbane.
But
play for CCCK Russia or something like that.
I'm disappointed in his handles, all the work.
What's
I'm
he tell you do this. Well? I can't do it.
Well, we can get off it. Well, we
give me somebody
have to.
Else to be mad at. You don't have the ha-ha. He's got nothing.
Yeah. And I got nothing for you. I want to throw some stuff at you.
So
I can't. That's how hurt I am.
So he's a Kuminga three. Front. He's a three.
According to who you ask.
Who can't? Well, I don't think he is. I think that's the biggest joke going. I might move him to five at this point. Ahead. He's a three who can't handle the ball or shoot.
Wow. That's tough.
It affects performance.
I think of Paul George, smooth handles. He can shoot. I'm thinking of Kuminga and both demerits in both those categories. And I'm going to say something. You guys all may disagree. That's fine. But I wanted to bring this up to Gelsey, but it would have been too much. Not TMZ, GMZ. Some people I've met in my life and some athletes I've seen, when the tough get going, boy, watch out. Their back's against the wall. They just go in. Kobe's life, his freedom was on the line. He was going to Eagle, Colorado, coming back on a jet, dropping 40. Okay, that's neither here nor there. Rest in peace to the Mamba. But I believe that tweet by his agent, when he tweeted it, has not done Jonathan's mentals any favors. So I'll leave that there.
It's one thing or another or another or another.
Now, Steiner, you're
with
on fire.
Kuminga. It's one thing or another.
You on fire. I have nothing for you on that. As much as I want to. Damn.
Let's go.
They're shorthanded and he's getting DMPs. Do you know what that means? And you're supposed to be one of the guys for the future.
No, he's not. Mm. He's not a part of the future. That's why he got a 1-1 deal. Joe in San Jose.
Joe.
Damn it. He didn't play.
Hey,
he didn't even play.
What's
up, Joey?
And I got mad at him and the situation.
Hey.
Shame on me.
Goo, this calls for you, bro.
Okay, what's up, baby?
So I listen to you every day, man, and I've listened to you for a long time, and I hate to tell you, but you really got to let Kuminga go, bro. I mean,
it's real.
It's like, let me tell you something. I'm shooting straight with you. Maybe this is a hot take. I don't know. But I believe that the decision to get rid of Kuminga was made ages ago. I think it was made before the year even started.
Mm.
I think the reason why they started him at the beginning of the year and gave him an ability to shine was they were trying to polish up his curb appeal so they could move him.
Okay.
I really think that the decision on him, I think the sun has set on that man. And it's sad, yes, I'll admit it, but, you know, you got to let him go, bro.
No, hey, Joe, real quick,
gone.
Joe, I'm going to let you finish. I'm letting it all out. Don't you think I'm there? I think I've washed my hand. That's how disappointed I've been. And if you've been listening right now,
I'm still holding on.
I'm asking Joe. Joe, I'm letting it all out, man.
He's still not there yet.
I hear you. I hear you, brother. I care about you, man, and I know you're sad, but you got to let it go.
You're the best, Joe. Thank you so much. By the way, keyword time, hour number four for your last chance to win. Last chance during this show. But once every hour, and the word is Reggie. R-E-G-G-I-E, as in Jackson. I can see what they're doing here. To 20357. So you text word Reggie to 20357, and that puts you in the hopper. You have four chances every show, each hour. So Willard and Dibs will give you another opportunity in the 2 o'clock hour. But Reggie, text it to 20357 for your chance to win one of the sweet town jerseys that we're giving away today, tomorrow, and Wednesday.
You
qualify every hour.
You did a hell of a job. We got 2 minutes or a minute. And you and Evan don't know this about my personality, but off the air, Stoney, I'm very spontaneous. Let's just have some fun. Reggie. I'll say a Reggie sports name, and you go and see where we stop.
Okay.
Reggie Wayne.
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Smith.
Reggie Sanders.
Reggie White. That was, we need to do that. That was
Reggie
dope.
Miller?
Oh, okay.
Reggie Bush?
Okay.
Oh,
no, there are more Reggies, clearly.
Oh,
no,
there's
just
I thought
couple.
We was going to do it for at least 2 minutes, Daddy. We'll try tomorrow.
I didn't come through.
The day tomorrow.
What do you want me to tell you?
Evan was firing him off.
I didn't come through. We got crossover coming up next with Willard and Dibs. And I think.
I like that exercise.
There's something that I have been putting off.
Oh.
But I'll ask Dibs.
Okay. Like, gotcha.
Did he say I could have won the fight?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. All right. Coming up next is the crossover. And that segment was brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.